Blog Talk Radio.
This program is brought to you by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kalen Patterson, and together we are P4P Real Talk. And today, Natty Nation, is Thursday, December 31st, the last day in 2015. I cannot believe it, but I'm so glad to be here with all of you. And I'm glad to be here with you, Mr. Patterson.
Hey, what's up? Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve. Do you have any big plans for tonight besides P4P Real Talk?
This show is going to wear me out so much that I'll probably just call it a night early. I'm a boring person on holidays.
No doubt. That's all right. It's to each their own, and I'm with you. I'm not one to be out and about ringing in the new year with the crowd, so I feel you. I feel you. So tonight, any of you that are joining us and you have festivities following the show, we've got a lot of good stuff going on, so I want to go ahead and get started. And actually, we've got a special guest to help us kick off the evening. Kalen, why don't you fill our friends in on who we have with us?
Yeah, yes, I'm happy to introduce this one, and she's like an amazing woman in her own right, and she's actually joined the P4P podcast team, and she's been doing her own and holding her own, which is wonderful, but she had a life before that of fitness, modeling, just competitions, just wonderful person, very energetic and very active, which is just, you know, especially when we live at a stage in life where people are saying there's no time for this and there's no time for that, and she's found time for everything, it seems, and still, you know, has a life and a new life as a wife and with her husband. So, you know, there's so many things going on. Melinda, talk about your show. Talk about being so active that you make us all look lazy, and talk about everything else that makes your show great.
Hello, I'm Melinda Corsino. Well, my show's Fit Talk with Melinda Corsino because I started it before I ended up getting married. But now on Facebook, and officially, Melinda Spencer. So I kind of still go by both, because that's a little bit confusing for everyone up there. But, so I started the show after I did the first show with you.
Yes.
Back in, I think, August or in the summertime, we did our first show, and then I started.
Yes.
So it's been great. I've had a blast with it because, like you said, I kind of like the I like to do it all. I like to do a lot of stuff. So, bodybuilding is something that I've only done for a couple years. But before that, it was D1 softball, and then it was Spartan races and running and CrossFit competitions. And this year, I actually have a strongman competition and a couple more CrossFit comps and some powerlifting comps coming up as well. So,
wow.
I like to stay busy and try it all.
Beast.
No doubt.
No, but so I've done 7 shows so far, and it's been great. I've had everyone from, pro bikini competitors to some nutritionists on the show, ranked 7th in the U.S. strongman competitor on, a couple of CrossFit gym owners. So we've done a lot of really good stuff. And I can't wait to keep going. I kind of like to get all different aspects of fitness out there because I feel like there's no one real way to train. You know, we all kind of find our niche of what we like to do, but there's so many ways to do it. And you got to do what makes you happy. So I want to encourage people to find what makes them happy because that makes fitness fun and makes it less daunting and makes you, want to do it instead of having it be a task.
Amen to that.
Exactly. And that's part of what keeps people motivated and getting them going. So why don't you tell our listeners, so you've just outlined for us the wonderful array of people that you've had on the show, but what is the focus of your podcast and what can people expect if they've never listened into you before?
Well, so I can kind of go back to kind of show by show. My first show, I had a group of four pro bikini competitors on because I wanted to, you know, start the show with something I've done before. This is my first show.
That was fun.
I was a little bit nervous. I'm not going to lie. Kaylin helped me on that, so I wanted to go with a field that I had some experience in and made it easier to talk. But I like just honesty. I tell people, you know, when we're prepping for the show, I want them to be open, honest, keep it clean, of course, because I don't know if there's any kids listening, but, you know, people want to hear honesty and want to hear your struggles, because a lot of what's out there in the social media or just the media in general is, you know, you see these beautiful women and hot guys and it's all great and they just seems like everything comes so easy to everyone, and that's totally not the case for most people. So I want people to talk about their struggles, you know, life struggles. I've had a couple people on with eating disorders. I'm going to do another show coming up with a girl that actually struggled with anorexia, who is an ISBB pro bikini competitor. So I like to bring out, you know, people's real lives, because I feel like it's easily relatable.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I don't have a list of all my shows in front of me, but I had a couple on from Texas, having them talk about their marriage. They have four kids together, and they're also, she's a figure, an NPC figure competitor. So, you know, how she does it with her family, talking about raising four children, you know, her and her husband's marriage, and also trying to compete on a very competitive show down in Texas. So I felt like that was a great show for the listeners as well. And then I had I did a body show with two local women who own the Love Your Body Project. So they are, you know, registered nutritionists, dietitians, both struggled with eating disorders in the past.
Oh, wow.
I actually got a lot of and they were great. They were fantastic. That was one of my favorite shows because they were so open to talk about their eating disorders. And I had a couple girls actually contact me after that said, you know, they struggled with the same thing. So I thought that was a great one. And I did a trail running show. So I had, Kenneth, the Hulk Terrell, who's a sponsored P4P athlete, he's insane. He runs, I can't tell you how many races a year. And, we met out in Tahoe for the first time in person doing the Spartan Beast, World Championship. So he was on the show, and then I had another woman, Michelle, who actually holds a record for the longest. I don't know, she ran something like over 400 miles within a certain amount of time.
Wow.
She's just an intense lady. She's a cancer survivor, multiple-time cancer survivor. So she is just such an inspirational woman to talk to. So that was another one of my favorite shows that I did. You know, and I did a CrossFit show because, of course, I'm getting into all the CrossFit stuff now, which is semi-controversial. So I wanted to kind of get the basics out there for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stuff in between. So I have a couple shows coming up. My next show, I have an ISBB pro, the one that has struggled with anorexia. She's going to be on, as well as an NPC bikini competitor who just won out in Las Vegas this year, won a model competition, and she's just gorgeous. And I've followed her career since she started, and she's such a positive lady. So I have them, both of them on January 7th. We're doing that at 7:30 Eastern time. And
there
then January 14th, I have a show. It's all about starting a business within the fitness industry. And I have a CrossFit gym owner and actually the owner of Fitvine Wines. So they manufacture and process a red and a white wine that are, you know, better for athletes. They have less sugars, less process, no sulfur and all that stuff.
That was
so
good for you.
He's going to be on. Yep. What'd you say?
I said it sounds good for Desiree.
Yeah, well, we all like our drinks, you know, so I figured let's bring this guy on. But so they're just going to be talking about starting a business within the fitness industry and how they did it and, you know, tips for those who have ideas right now that are looking to do some startups. So I think that'll be a great one as well. And I'm working on it. And then after that in February. This one's not completely solidified yet, but I have two gentlemen who have played in the NFL, one who still plays in the NFL,
wow.
One who did play in the NFL, and then one who's a coach. So they're all actually, two of them are Division I college football coaches. I went to school with all three of them at UMaine, and so they've gone on to have great careers. So I wanted to do a show that talked, spoke to student athletes, you know, how to be a good student athlete, the recruiting process, you know, from middle school and high school into college, and then, you know, tips on going pro within your, you know, relative sport that you're playing. So, stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, I'll be tuning in.
Yeah, definitely. You've got a lot of exciting stuff going on and a lot of varied topics, so that's wonderful. And I think it does cover, you know, a lot of different aspects and facets of being an athlete. And you also answered one of my questions, because I was going to ask you part of what Kaylin and I are going to finish up and the rest of our show today is our top interviews of the year. But you've already been talking about what some of your favorite programs were. Were some of those also listener favorites as well, or did you have a show in particular that your listeners just really picked up on?
To be honest, my first show was the biggest hit as far as numbers go, like listeners listening in and comments. My first show with the Bikini Pros was the highest one that listeners were responding to. I had a great time with that being my first show, and I feel like I didn't tank. I was worried about that. So,
I
listened to that show. You did a good job, and your guests, they were all very interesting to listen to, so you don't have to worry about tanking.
Oh, no, but when you go back and listen to yourself live on the radio, you're like, oh, my God, I said that word over and over again. What was I doing? I
got to
stop that. I said like a million times. What am I doing? But, no, that was a good show. I have to say one of my favorite shows that I did was, and I really liked all of them because all the guests have been really amazing. But
yes.
I thought the one that was the most informational and the most prevalent for what's going on right now in the fitness industry was my interview for the Love Your Body Project with the two women talking about, you know, eating disorders and people's relationship with food. I felt like that was the most informational and really hit home with a lot of people as far as, you know, because it's the fitness industry and, you know, you see your body a certain way, and a lot of us after we compete have trouble going in the off season, and them being able to give the listeners tips and things to start looking at as far as how we relate to food, I thought was great. And they actually went into, you know, the teenage years and teenagers' issues as well, struggling with eating disorders at a young age. So I felt like they were very informational, and that was probably one of my favorite shows that I've done so far.
Yeah, well, I want to say something. I'm just really surprised at, you know, because we are considered, whether people want to admit it or not, stupid lifters, and everybody you've had on your show is quite educated.
Yeah, I like bringing on people that know what they're talking about. I feel like if people are going to listen into a show, they want to have people that, you know, either have a degree in the field or have competed for many years themselves, or, you know, they want to take advice from people that know their stuff. So I like to seek out those with either a lot of experience in the field or a degree within the related field, or someone that just has a really interesting story, like someone that is a cancer survivor, you know, that's bringing hope to people out there that may be struggling with the same thing. So it's something that I definitely try to look for, because there's been subjects such as the CrossFit subject that I don't have a degree in. I've only been doing CrossFit for 8 months. So I was seeking out those that, you know, had years of experience to be able to give the listeners correct information versus just me talking. So
how
well
is the CrossFit saga going? Because being a gym owner, there's always the people that do it and then people that don't. It doesn't seem to be a lot of in-between.
I think you're right. I think that speaks to what gym they end up joining. Certain CrossFit gyms, either the owners are just not that educated, or have maybe different motives in mind as far as how they're pushing their athletes. But I joined a gym with a fantastic owner who I actually had on the show, and a couple of great coaches that have helped along the way that are fantastic. So I've had a really good experience with it, to the point where I'm taking a break from bodybuilding for a few years because I've kind of hit a plateau with where I'm at right now. And I'm actually going I'm taking a CrossFit competitors program, and I'm going into the powerlifting arena for a little bit to see how that goes. So I've had a very positive experience, but it's not for everyone, I'll tell you that. But that's not a bad thing, because you got to find, when I'm there, I'm happy. I like working out with the people who've become almost like a family. So when I go in, I don't dread going into the gym. I love going into the gym. I love working out with these people. I love pushing myself and bitching about the workouts and, having a good time. So it makes training less miserable, I guess you can say.
Yeah, and like you said, you have to find something that works for you. And it's, and I just ask that question because there is a lot of information out there, some of it misinformation. Some owners are, I won't say good or bad. Some probably have more experience than others. But you do hear a lot of the stories of, people just continually, I won't say continually, but several stories of people just getting hurt from the training regimen. And, that does raise a lot of concern, not that people can't get hurt regardless of the training program that they're in. So, I think it's good that you have, you've had people like that on your show just so folks have the opportunity to learn more about it and really figure out if it is for them before they jump into a program that really should not have been for them at the stage they were at the time that they started it. Because I think there's a lot of good things that come out of CrossFit, but I've also seen some not good things come out of it as well. So, but it sounds like you're rocking and rolling in it, so that's exciting. So when do you actually eat? How long is your training program?
So it's kind of ongoing. So I end up going to the CrossFit at least 4 to 5 times a week. So we do an hour, which is like a normal CrossFit class. Most CrossFit classes are about an hour. And then I actually stay after and do extra work that's programmed for the competitors' programming. So it's kind of just added work to work on skills that may be lacking or certain things that individually we need to be working on to be better when we do compete. So the opens are coming up, which the opens are what qualifies individuals to get to regionals in CrossFit and eventually get to the games. I'm totally not on that level, but I'm not on that level, but I enjoy watching it. And there's a couple people in my gym that I think are going to do great in the opens this year, but that's not going to be me. But I do compete in local competitions. I actually just finally, after competing in 3 of them, my partner and I won our first scaled competition, which is there's 2 divisions in CrossFit. There's scaled and RX. Scaled is very similar to RX, but the weights are a little less and you don't have to do as many of the funky movements as you might see, like muscle ups or, chest to bars, kipping chest to bars or things like that, of that nature. So we just won our first scaled competition, which means we're now working into the RX competition. So we are training for that and hoping to compete in a few of those later next year when we feel a little more comfortable with them.
There you go.
That's very exciting. Well, and before you came on tonight, Kaylin warned me that we were only going to have so much time and then that we were going to need to set you free so you could be with your friends and your family this evening. So with that, I don't want to keep you too much longer, but why don't you go ahead and give our listeners a reminder of when they can catch your show and anything else that you want to share with us before you head off into your festivities tonight.
All right. Well, thank you for, first of all, having me on. It was last minute, but I was very happy to come on and totally not prepared, so I apologize that I was a little bit all over the place today. But unfortunately, I had to work on New Year's Eve, which was not fun. So my show is on Thursday night. It's not on every Thursday night. I usually rotate, but I always do post my upcoming shows at least 3 weeks in advance on both my Facebook page and my fitness Facebook page. So if you want to follow me on there, it's facebook.com/mcfit87. So I will post everything on there. But again, Thursday nights, somewhere between 6:30 and 8:30 Eastern time are the start times. But again, I always post the link so people can listen to them after, because I know with family life and in work, people are tend to be busy to listen in live sometimes. So next shows, again, are going to be January 7th, which is going to be an IFBB Pro Bikini competitor and an MPT Bikini competitor that are going to be on, one who did struggle with an eating disorder. So I feel like it's going to be a very educational show for girls that may be struggling with the same issues. And then January 14th is going to be starting a business in the fitness industry. So the links are up on my page right now, but I continue to post them. And I think,
awesome.
I think that's it.
Alrighty. Well, I know I'll be tuning in, and I hope everyone who is listening to us tonight will mark it on their calendar to tune in. And Melinda, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And we'll have to have you back and get updates on how your training is going and just find out more of the exciting stuff that you have going on your podcast.
Absolutely. I'd love to have you guys on mine. We'll have to do updates because we tend to have different sets of listeners sometimes. So I think it's great to get everyone's stuff out there, but thank you again for having me.
No doubt. Well, you have a wonderful New Year's Eve and a rock in 2016, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Wow. She does have a lot of great stuff going on and very interesting people. So I am.
Yes.
I'm so glad that that's part of the addition that we have in the P4P podcast family. And we have another also, Kaylin. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about that one as well?
Well, Dave the Hound Legged has a podcast, and it's really nice. And he really, because he unfortunately wasn't able to call in because he's like Melinda and myself had to work today. But, you know, that's part of life, and that's part of the struggle that Melinda was talking about, is that, you know, we do have lives and things don't match up the way we want them to. You know, it's not ever just poured out for everybody just to walk right into. There's things that you have to do, and, you know it's the same thing. You have to struggle with it as well. But it's not a struggle that can bury us. It's basically something, if you're passionate about it, you find a way, and we have found a way, all of us. And Dave's show is really good about, covering the different aspects in his passion, which is it's running and doing things of that nature. But he also branches out, like we do, where it covers just natural athletes in their passion and their life. So it's really, it's so much fun, you know, getting to talk to people that don't share your life, but they do share that passion of fitness. And you know, when you think about people that we get to talk to, doctors, lawyers, I mean, just so many backgrounds, actors, models. You know, Melinda does modeling. She does all these other things, and she still finds a way to be fit naturally. And when you start talking about things like that, people can relate. And with Dave and running, you know, it covers the things that we might miss, but it's still things people can do naturally.
Exactly. And again, and it's all about having that different perspective. And as Melinda was talking about, you know, finding the fitness that you love, because it takes so many different forms and there's so many different topics out there that there's no way that I don't think any one show could cover all of it and do it justice. So just a good variety of podcasts available. And, check out P4P Muscle on Facebook, and they're constantly running updates on the different podcasts that are out there, the different topics. So you can look for David the Hound Legit, you've got P4P Real Talk, and then you've got Melinda Corsino and her Fit Talk. So all three great shows. listen to me and call our own show, great, but I believe it. And a lot of different topics. And, you know, when you get the chance, if you don't have the chance to listen in live, you know, it's always the archive that you can go back to. So that is great. And speaking of the archive, we're going to be talking about our top five interviews this evening.
Nice.
All of which you can find on the archive. I know it's taken us three shows to get through this list. How crazy is that? But before we start doing that, we've had a couple of questions that have come in. We have an Anton from Romeoville, Illinois, and then also a Robert from Joliet, Illinois. And they actually had a couple of questions for me. One of them was wondering, what was it or what was my reason for starting to compete? And without mm-hmm. being real long-winded, you know, I was 38 when I jumped into the natural bodybuilding competing arena. And the reason that I even started was because, you know, you hear people say, well, it's all downhill when you get 40 and life ends at 40 and, you know, all these negative things that happen at 40. And at 38, you know, I'm looking in the face of 40, but I'm also starting to notice at that point in time that, you know, some of the subtle changes that do happen just naturally. My hair wasn't growing as fast as it used to. My nails weren't the same. And I had been talking a long time about wanting to change my eating habits. Not that they were terrible, but I wanted them to be better than what they were. And I just wasn't getting it done. And so for me personally, I needed a catalyst. And I had, and that catalyst was 40. I decided I wasn't going to slide into 40 and that age wasn't going to be a defining factor for me. And so I had some girlfriends who had been competing in the natural arena and they're like, oh, you should try it. You could totally do it. And, you know, they made it seem much easier than what it actually was. But that's probably a good thing, ignorance being bliss, because I was like, yeah, why not? You know, I like to work out and fitness. You know, little did I know what I was really committing myself to, but I decided that I was going to do it. So I registered for a show, and which is totally backwards because I should have been training and then picked a show, but I registered for a show. I picked a show that was some months out, and I told everybody that I knew, in fact, I posted it on Facebook even, and told everybody that I could think of that I was going to do this show as a means of accountability because I knew that they would ask me, well, how's training going? How's it coming? Because nobody that I personally knew was into bodybuilding. I mean, it's something that you kind of knew was out there, but it's not something that I personally knew anyone that was doing it. So then for anybody in my circle, it was new to them also. So did it. So, and I ended up placing in top five my first show in novice, which was wonderful as far as I was concerned. I was happy just to even be on stage because, you know, literally I had no clue, really no real clue as to what I was doing. But I fell in love with it from there. And I've just continued on with it. I love the sport. I love the lifestyle, you know, that goes along with it, the people. So that's how I got into it, just because I wanted to see personal change for myself. And for me, I needed a goal to work towards in order to get it to happen. Just having a desire to do it wasn't enough. Having a desire to want to change the way I ate, you know, wasn't enough. The desire to be more fit, the desire in itself wasn't enough. But once I had a goal to work towards, then the desire grew, and I've been able to sustain it. So, you know, everybody's
nice.
But that was my story. And even though the question was geared towards me, Kaylin, how did you get into bodybuilding, competing?
For me, mine was more like the name shall remain nameless, but if he listens, he knows who he is. Midwest Muscle was already going before I ever set foot on stage. And I was basically doing interviews because I have such a background, you know, from college and everything else, of, you know, just with the certifications for personal training. So I know about building a body. I just didn't really know about competing and really honing the diet and stuff like that. But, you know, as far as getting in a weight room, I was very comfortable by then. And, you know, basketball, after the accident that I had, it basically run its course. And football was something I really didn't want to get into anymore because of the concussion. This is back when the concussions was really coming into relevance. And there were just so many things that I used to do that just weren't as appealing as they were when I was younger. But I still wanted to be in the gym. I still wanted to be fit. And, you know, I had my own reasons for, now that it's real talk, so let's share it. I had a lot of family members that were passing away from non-natural causes. You know, it was mm-hmm. high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, just seemed like everything but natural causes. And I was thinking, well, I don't want to be that, you know, because if it's them suffering from these things, then sooner or later you have to understand that if it's in your lineage, you have a tendency to suffer the same issues and problems if you don't address them. So I really wanted to stay around fitness, and I did. And then when I was seen doing interviews, and it was basically someone was a little irritated that since I had no bodybuilding experience, and, you know, who was I to do interviews and ask the questions I was asking? And I said, you know, I think anyone with a competitive background has an understanding of other people doing competitive sports. So
mm-hmm.
I never really thought about that until that had been asked. And I took that as a straight challenge. And I said, well, you know, I'll get on stage and I'll show them that I have enough wherewithal to compete and actually place and then one day maybe, you know, win and, you know, get a pro card. Because to me, competition is competition. And as long as you're not cheating, then it's a level playing field.
Yep. Well, and you've done it well. This last year has been absolutely amazing for you. I don't think you have been in a show where you haven't been in the top two, if not top three.
It was a good year.
It was a great year. And how many? And you've done how many shows did you do this year? Eight?
Ten.
Ten. Oh my God! So that in of itself is a little bit crazy, but a lot amazing. And you placed high in all of them. So congratulations on an amazing year. And I have pretty much taken this year off, but I'm looking forward to getting back into the competitive scene, stepping back on stage in 2016. So that's exciting for me anyway. And that kind of leads me into the next question that we received. And the question is how do I balance being a mother and still compete? And
yes.
It takes effort. It's a purposeful act on my part, and I would say on behalf of any athlete, male or female, that is a parent or spouse. I'm divorced, so I don't have that husband factor because that plays. And I only point that out because that plays into it too. Because you know maybe someone's wanting to get into the competition arena and maybe they don't have kids, but you still have a significant other and that person has to be part of your team, you know, Team Smith, Team Fletcher, Team Thompson, Team whatever, but that person needs to be part of your team. Just like my kids are part of my team, I make it, it is a lifestyle and voluntarily or involuntarily, it's also become part of their lifestyle because, that's the choice as their mother that I've kind of made for them. And there's some aspects of it that they don't appreciate, and a lot of that comes along with the food. I do get pushback on that. Well, nobody wants to eat the way that you're eating, and la, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. But I don't expect them to always eat the way that I eat. But, you know, by default of being my kids, they probably do eat cleaner than you know, your average. Yeah, no doubt. Your average families that are out there. But I also try to, you know, my son, who is a teenager now. Actually, my two oldest kids are teenagers. And despite, you know, the hormone-induced schizophrenia that we have to deal with from time to time. you know, there are parts of it that I enjoy as well. My son is my workout buddy. We don't always do the same workouts, but, you know, I come home and, hey, Mom, are we going to the gym tonight? Or, you know, Amistad, are you ready to go to the gym tonight? So, you know, we encourage each other in their health journey. It's become more of a focus for them to be healthy. If I'm doing cardio, if I can do it outdoors, I try to do it in places where I can take them with me. My oldest daughter is into cross country, so she runs. My youngest, who's a liquid sunshine, she just runs, period, wherever she can. She never stops. So, you know, I just try to incorporate whatever I do to be something that they can also take part in. So, you know, it's even gotten to the point where I know my daughter, she came home one day and she's like, you know, all my friends think you're cool even though you're not, which it hurt my feelings a little bit, but we're going to let that go. But the point of the matter is they had been having a discussion about me being a bodybuilder, and they actually Googled me and found pictures of me competing. They just thought that was actually, I guess, a cool thing. So, I mean, it's enough. It's just part of our everyday lives. It's what we do. And, you know, my kids are my biggest fans. So, you know, how do I balance it? I work at it. I mean, and that's what you have to do. So if you have a significant other that's out there, or, you know, and you have a family, and you're wanting one, if not both of you are wanting to compete, you need to make that joint decision together and make it a family decision, because it will impact all of you. And it is very hard to be successful at competitive bodybuilding if the whole family unit is not on board. So that's how I do it. I don't know how everybody else does it, but from the athletes that I know that have families, it is a family affair. You know, kids, husbands, wives, the whole kit and caboodle. And the most successful ones, from what I've seen, is because everybody is behind everyone 100%. And they include everyone in the process as much as possible.
I'm glad you said that, because the two guys that were asking these questions were asking because they want to be supportive of their significant others. And that's in itself amazing, because I usually get questions from the actual competitor or the person that's thinking about competing, not from the person that's basically wanting to support them. So, you know, I'm glad the show has reached that kind of level, P4P Real Talk, and I'm glad that, you know, they have this venue to reach out. So, you know, I would strongly suggest the people that do listen to please send the messages to Midwest Muscle, because that way Desiree and I can read it, because we're both also Midwest Muscle. And, you know, not just send them to my Facebook Messenger, because it's nice to hear from you, and thank God that you have that outlet. But it would be so much better, especially if you have questions for the on the female side, to just reach out to Midwest Muscle or Desiree herself. And that way, you know, she can be more on the spot answering the question instead of having that delay when you reach out to me. And I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, and I just want to say to the two gentlemen that asked those questions, you know, hats off to you that you are looking for proactive ways to be supportive of your significant other. I mean, just that act in of itself just tells me that, you know, if she, your wife, your fiance, girlfriend, whatever the situation is, does decide to pursue being a bodybuilder competitor, that she's, you know, she's 10 steps ahead of the process, because she's going to have you two in her court. So best of luck to you guys. I hope all of that works out. And again, as Kaylin said, feel free to send your questions to Midwest Muscle on Facebook, or look for Desiree Fletcher direct, and you can always message me, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. So with that, we are going to finish this top five countdown. Woo! So on Tuesday, we made it through our top 14 to number 6, which we had talked about our countdown had shifted. And so now we are in the top 5, and we have at number 5, someone that I admire a lot just for his depth of knowledge, and especially at his age. He reads nonstop. He studies nonstop. Brian Melanton, he was a guest of ours, and we were speaking with him more from the nutrition and coaching perspective, but his clients call him the alchemist, because he just seems to be able to put together macros in a way that just works. It just works. And he's able to move them around, tweak them a little bit, this and that. And, he's been out there helping athletes repair their metabolisms from negative experiences that they might have, moving athletes past plateaus. He's coached several trophy winners just individuals that have health issues in general, and who are just wanting to get healthier, and he's coaching on that level as well. He has a business where he does coach just athletes, and then he's also got a business where it's called Chasing Iron Will, for just the rest of us out there that just want to get healthier. We have no thoughts of competing, at least initially, but we need that motivation to get us over the hump, and he does the vast majority of all his coaching virtually. Which I think
wow.
In and of itself is, it's awesome. It's a growing segment of fitness that I'm really interested in, and I think it just opens the door for individuals who maybe they're not quite sure about the one-on-one coach, but if they can get a workout and they have enough discipline to follow it, they're still going to be able to get the guidance that they need. So I think that's definitely, exciting. And I really enjoyed our discussion with him when he was on board. And, in fact, I think he is coming in at number 5, but when I look at the stats, we probably had the most live listeners of any show in 2015 for his segment. So that in and of itself was exciting as well.
Yes. And there's something he said that just shows his humble nature, and that was basically that, he's not saying what he does is for everybody, but it's nice to have that option out there. And that speaks well of a human being in itself when you think about that. He didn't come on for a sales pitch. He's basically just saying, this is me, and, this is who I am.
Yep. And, again, very humble guy. And is constantly, like I said, studying, constantly striving to improve. So number 5, Brian Melanton, and I think we'll definitely see more from him in the future. Now, number 4, Mr. Kalen, is one of your regulars that I think we've had on the show, and she's covered a lot of different ground every time that she's come on, and that's Brenda Ray.
Oh my goodness, yes. Oh my, she's the original. The P for P. Brenda and I have met each other quite a few times at the different venues and shows, but she's always just got that. I want to say swag, but she wouldn't let me say that. So, she's just got that demeanor that is so. There, it's that it factor, that charisma, and she can actually draw people in just by the way she carries herself, and she's so down to earth that it's hard not to listen when she speaks. And she was one of the first women that you could see the empowered nature that she had, that wasn't overbearing or trying to prove anything. That's just who she is. And to get a chance to talk with her is always nice, and just to have that that opportunity to bring her on. Because honestly, before I knew about P4P, I knew about Brenda speaking about P4P. And when I had asked her about it, this is back when it was still in its infancy. So, like, JB was always fond of saying, they didn't even have a product. They just had a philosophy, and they just had an idea of what was going to happen. And she was still a spokesman of it and doing a great job of doing it.
Yep, amazing across the board. I mean, she definitely is one of those personalities that you can't help but take notice when she steps in the room. And she's had an amazing career, too. I mean,
yes.
You can't really beat that.
That's tongue-in-cheek when you say it. She's been getting first place for years. So you really can't beat that.
I know. You sure can. I mean, when I say she's had an amazing career, it's legit. She has. And you can listen to her, check the archives, Brenda Ray. She's had at least two or three different interviews with Kaylin, and she gives a little bit more insight every time. So,
yes.
You know, definitely do take a moment to listen to her. Now, our next two shows, the number three and the number two spots, actually were coming in on two segments that I was sad that I wasn't able to take part in because I was actually traveling. But holding down the number three spot, we have Mr. Leif Erickson, and then on the number two spot, Mr. John Gorman. And these were both interviews that were held during our Mythbusters series.
Yes.
That Mr. Kaylin led. And, you know, it was just a lot of great dialogue, information, conversation. Kaylin, why don't you give us the highlights of those shows?
Yes, I would love to, because those were two power-packed episodes, and I strongly suggest that if you have any kind of question about nutrition, gym, diet, to listen to those two diligently, because not only did we have Leif on, we had Chad join him, and then we had John, and no, oh, wait, I'm getting them confused. We had our own P4P specialist, Chad and Joe join in, and they were able to speak about the different aspects, you know, so the P4P arena was also covered. And just to hear all that information coming out, it's like you wish you had a five-hour show because they were getting so in-depth with all the aspects of nutrition, timing of nutrition, diet, the timing of the workouts. I mean, just so much information. I was wishing I had a dang pen and clipboard so I could have been writing all that stuff down. And I had to go back to the archive myself to listen because it's just so many things that you hear. But if you listen again, you'll realize that there was two or three things being thrown in one sentence. But because you were keyed in on what they were covering, you really didn't cover the whole aspect of what they were saying. And
yep.
Leif has a vast amount of knowledge. John Gorman is so passionate about what he says. He lives what he's talking about. And, you know, Leif does too. But John is one of the most impassioned people that I've met that when it comes to diet, the client, just everything about it. And to have the P4P guys jumping in and basically keeping the whole spectrum covered, it was just so much fun. I basically just shut my mouth and let them go until they got tired of talking.
I know. And I mean, listening to those shows, and I actually will need to go back through and listen to them again because there was just so much covered. And it just gives you a lot to think about and do your own homework on. And that's something that I encourage any of our listeners to do. Any information that we throw out, that any of our guests throw out, I mean, I would, and not that they're not knowledgeable and they don't know what they're talking about, because they do. We always strive to bring on people with a lot of experience and or expertise in their field.
Yes.
or have been competing for a while. But, you know, never take anybody's word at face value. If they say something and you're not quite sure, or you really like, yeah, that makes sense, that's how I want to model my, you know, fitness regimen, my workout, my prep, whatever it is, do your homework first and look into it first and make sure, confirm what you've heard, and then run with it. I would say never take, you know, anything we say as
exactly.
99% of the time it probably will be, but, you know, it never hurts to do your own homework. Never hurts whatsoever.
I'll say this. Leaf knows his blankety blank, and John knows his blankety blank. So, I mean, you really have to understand that these guys are very, very passionate about what they do, because the one thing that both understand more than we'll ever even consider is that you're talking about someone's life, not a stage trophy presence or walk. You're talking about people's lives, how they relate to their families, their friends, their jobs. And these things, both of them go to sleep with this understanding, and they wake up with an even more motivated state of mind to make sure that their people are addressed. And this is, you know, they do this for people that aren't their clients, just passing out general information. And I'm telling you, if you have the opportunity, please listen to these episodes, because they went a lot further than Desiree and I were even contemplating. We were just basically trying to get some of the lies out of the bro science that's been passed on for generations and ruining people's health and fitness. These guys went so above that. It was just mind-blowing.
Yep, so definitely. Mythbusters, Mr. Leif Erickson, John Gorman, look for them, check it out. Bring your notepad and pencil and get ready to take some notes. And with that, we are, drum roll please. We are ready for our number one interview of the season and of 2015. And I was shocked that it was actually this particular interview. And I have to say that this interview has at least 200 more downloads than its nearest competitor, if you will. Not that they're competing, but the nearest interview. And it was with Dr. Kevin Miller with EP True Chiropractic. He's a chiropractor. And the number of people that have been drawn to this subject has been phenomenal, and I never would have guessed that would have been the case. But it was a really good interview. Dr. Miller talked about how he came to be a chiropractor. He was a wrestler, had a promising career, and was experiencing numbness and pain in one of his arms. He would call them zingers, to the point where, you know, if he would get hit just the right way, he would have no feeling in his arm for extended periods of time. And he got it checked out, and they told him he was going to have back surgery immediately, to go in and rectify some swollen discs, bulging discs, you know, something along those lines. And he was like, no, I'm not going to do that to myself or to my body. Started going to a chiropractor, and I'm not saying this is the case for everyone, because it's one of those fields where you're either a believer or you're not. There doesn't seem to be any gray area in there as far as chiropractic care. But it turned his life around, and now he spends a good part of his career. He will say it's turning on the power, just because if you listen to it, he explains the spinal cord. All of your nerves are connected through that, and that's how the messages from your brain are conveyed all throughout the body. And when your spinal cord is out of whack or it's pinched in a certain area, then those messages can't get to that body the way that they were intended to, which means your body is not functioning at 100%. So according to Mr. Dr. Miller, when you have good spinal health and you're turning on your power and your body is able to function and heal itself much better than it would when it's out of alignment. And so, and he treats a lot of athletes, and he shares his stories about how chiropractic care is helping those athletes perform better. And, just the interest in it has been amazing. Again, a very humble guy. Very spiritual, and You know, his whole focus is the people. And he's out there talking about other things than just chiropractic care, about hormones and how that impacts the body, how to try and beat cancer, just a lot of different things.
Yeah. I think the one thing that, you know, and it's a prideful state because, you know, we are changing our bodies, we are seeing results, but we do still have a lot of bad information out there, and I think that's the one of the reasons this was one of the most listened to shows, is that a lot of us are in a lot of pain that is unnecessary,
mm-hmm.
and we're so
mm-hmm.
used to sticking it out and dealing with it that we really didn't come to the understanding that we do have to address our bodies a lot more often. And I wouldn't say we have to spoil ourselves, but we do have to address certain things sooner because we've actually wrecked it sooner. So it's a lot more pain, and we're used to dealing with pain, but not bad pain. And I think that's the one thing that we do have to get over and get past in order for the natural sport to grow, is that, you know, pain, muscle pain from work is good. Bone and joint pain,
mm-hmm.
no good. And, you know, a lot of us have learned to live with it for so long that we're not addressing it when we should. So when to hear this guy speaking the way he was speaking, I noticed that a lot of people were saying, you know, from the messages that I just never looked at it like that, or I never thought to chiropractic. You know, it's basically considered voodoo science when you're talking about in relation to other doctors, because, you know, it's just not promoted naturally. But, you know, there's a lot of natural Indian remedies that are twice as beneficial and more significant than the surgeries that are considered helpful in modern society. But honestly, if you have a chance to stay away from the knife, why not try it?
Sure. And, you know, and it's with all things, because it is alternative medicine. And, you know, so anything that is alternative, not always viewed as something positive, but it is just that. It gives you an alternative to going under the knife or, you know, whatever might be going on with you. And with everything, like we were talking about with CrossFit, there are good chiropractors and there are not so good chiropractors. But all I know is this, that I can definitely tell when I am out of alignment, because my left side is my weaker side. I'm right side dominant. And when I try to do single arm movements or lifts, reps, you know, whatever it is that I might be doing, if I am out of alignment, severely out of alignment, my left arm will underperform my right every time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just gets to the point where I just can't lift the weight with it. It won't do it. I might get a partial raise, and then that'll be it. My right arm, my right side still functions well. Left side, not so much. I get adjusted, boom, I'm back in action. So as far as me and being an athlete, you know, that impacts my workout and my progress quite a bit if I don't listen to what my body is telling me. My workouts are always much more effective for me personally when I, you know, pay attention to those cues and, you know, seek relief versus just thinking I can muscle through it, because I can't.
Yes. And that's the big hitch that we have, is that most of us were taught to bust your way through it. You know, there are horror stories I have in sports that I wouldn't dare ask of my clients or anybody when it comes to being healthy and fit, because there's nothing healthy and fit about not drinking water, about abstaining from doing things that you know don't match up. And this was things that we were taught when I was getting into football, you know, not so much with basketball, but football, you know, they were doing water deprivation as punishment. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. But, you know, now we know better, and so hopefully we do better. But that mentality is still around. And to watch people with, you know, okay, instead of, like you said, getting adjusted, they just get a bigger arm brace or a bigger rep and just work their way through that pain and then basically advance it even worse and then work their way through that pain. And it's constantly debilitating more and more to the point they can't even function. But that is the mentality that we have to break through and break from. I'm sorry.
No, no reason to be sorry. You know, just long story short, you guys, we all have to be doctors of our own body as far as listening to what our body tells us and then giving it what it needs. So, you know, it's awesome point. And with that, we did it. We made it through our most popular shows of 2015. And, you know, man, I thank you for allowing me to be on this journey with you. And I'm definitely looking to 2016 and the guests that we have lined up and the knowledge that we're going to be able to share.
No doubt. No doubt. I'm really excited because there's so much that we haven't covered and we don't even know yet. And you know, like when we started this, it was unique. It was different because, like I said, it didn't come from a certain view. It's just us doing real talk. You know, the things that we don't know about fitness, we know other people don't know either, and they're asking. So we'll be that voice, and I'm glad that they gave us the opportunity. JB, P4P, Joe, Chad, thank you so much for just opening this door for us so we can actually use it and help improve people's lives. Because that's the one thing I never would have thought about, is people's lives improving. Because, you know, it was basically just trying to show the different natural athletes that most people didn't know about, and then it's grown into this, and it's, wow, you know?
Yep, and that is the part that is exciting. So, just looking forward to much, much more in the coming year. And speaking of that, we want to wish everyone a happy New Year's Eve. Whatever you're doing tonight, be safe, be blessed, hope you're ready to kick off 2016 right and make it a fantastic year.
No doubt.
No doubt is right. On behalf of myself and Kaylin, we just want to thank you for making P4P Real Talk what it is. So be sure you tune in with us next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard, and Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard as well. We're going to have some great guests, one of which is going to be a gal. Her name is Sarah Stallman. And she began her natural bodybuilding career here in the States, but she is a singer, entertainer. She does a lot of work on cruise ships, and during one of her stints overseas, she jumped into the international bodybuilding competition show stage. So we're going to talk to her about that experience and learn a little bit more about international competitions.
Yes, she's quite the personality.
Yes, she is. So you're going to want to definitely tune in for that one. And that one will be on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard. So watch my Facebook page at Desiree Fletcher or Midwest Muscle, and we will be letting you guys know who's coming and when. With that being said, again, have a very fun evening tonight. Live blessed.
Desiree.
Thank you, Kaylin. So on behalf of myself and Kaylin and P4P Muscle, if your body is a temple, let's build it. And buy your snickerdoodle protein. We're out.
We are out.